You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Turns this into a third and manageable. Flatter down. Williams downfield. Open man. Touchdown. DJ Moore.
Offside. Defense over 33.
The Bears go back in front.
Decline. Result of the play. Touchdown.
Was courtesy of Fox Sports. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. It's been an ongoing discussion all week, and for good reason. How to get DJ Moore more involved in the passing game, and various phrases have been used, whether it's underperforming, and I don't think DJ Moore can target himself, to just trying to figure out how to get this passing game more consistent. That includes more targets for DJ Moore, who was only targeted 3 times last week and had 1 catch for -4 yards because, unfortunately, it got blown up on a screen. He also had an unfortunate situation on an attempted reverse. This is a guy who's being paid like he's supposed to be the Bears' number one receiver. I don't think people have a problem with Roma Dunze being the current number one, given that he was drafted 9th overall. We knew that it was, you know, kind of that idea going in when it was Caleb Williams and Rome in the top 10 that way. But this is still supposed to be a major focal point of the offense. And Mark, we even talked to you about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I forget if it was on with us or if it was in your Bears hit with Spiegel and Holmes, about how sometimes the combinations just don't combine of quarterback and receiver. I really hope we're not saying that with somebody who the Bears have committed to long term with his most recent extension, not just for money reasons, but because when he's on, he's a good receiver. He's churns out yards like nobody's business on a myriad of different offenses.
Something that the, God, dare I say this, that the previous coaching staff figured out late last season with DJ Moore is, and I think they talked a big game about doing it, and that is the short passes to DJ Moore. Get DJ Moore in space, get him the ball, and let him work. It is what he has always been best at in his career, even going back to his Carolina days. That's why even last year they did set the template of handing the ball off to him, letting him get a couple of rushes. And I know we saw Ben Johnson, he has done that sporadically this year, but one thing that they're not doing as much with DJ Moore, even in this offense, is just that, giving him those short passes in space and letting him work. We're not seeing as much of that, and you could say, okay, well, it's a good thing because they're looking downfield for him, letting him exploit those talents too, which are pretty good as well with DJ Moore. But I do wonder too if, yes, it's pretty easy to think that there's a chemistry issue between on field between Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, but are the Bears, Ben Johnson, are they using him correctly? Should he be the number one target more often, considering what DJ can do when he gets the ball in his hands and the right spots on the field? So, dare I say, this might be a coaching issue, a play calling issue when it comes to DJ Moore, as well as a chemistry issue with Caleb Williams.
Let me push back on that just a little bit, because from what you've seen this season, and I understand what you're saying about DJ Moore and maybe not getting as many opportunities as he should, and there's two things here that stand out to me. The development of both Colston Loveland, but more specifically, Luther Burden, as a rookies, and how far they've come this season, right? And then DJ Moore, in terms of when he does catch the ball, how often is he being given a runner's ball, period?
Not often.
And so if you're not giving him a runner's ball, because even think about how Luther Burden catches the football. He's standing still more often than not when he brings in the ball, and then he goes to work.
Violent intentions, too.
Violent intentions.
He just uses his body. Like, Luther will possess, shoulder adjust, go.
He's got that locomotive thing. Like, Burden just wants to... You
know? He does a better job of that, and this is just skill set. He does a better job of that specific thing than DJ Moore does. But if you do give DJ the Moore ball with just a little bit of momentum, where he's already going somewhere... That is where he can do the things that we saw him do with Justin Fields and spots with Caleb Williams last year. That, to me, has gone away. Plus, there's less ball to spread around.
The Burden thing's a great point, Marshall. And it could be as easy and as almost as blatant as that they want to develop this man who they drafted in the second round. And Burden last week against the Packers, really good. Like it sucked what happened. Yeah, four catches for 67 yards. No,
but more importantly than 67 yards... Yeah. Four catches? How many of those four catches were for first downs?
He had a 27-yard play. He had an 18-yard play. He had the catch on the third and three, a little flip. He had the third and eight quick hitter at the line of scrimmage.
100% of his catches ended up in first downs.
Yeah.
And so when you're doing that, I'm sorry, but you got to roll with that.
It's a good point, Marshall.
Well, and Ben Johnson has talked about that, guys. Ben Johnson has said, you know, it's depending on the game flow. It's depending on what they're being given by the defense, what they're comfortable with running that day. We understand that. There are going to be days in a Ben Johnson offense where you have the Colston Loveland game, where you have the Luther Burden game, the Roma Dunze game. But we haven't had the DJ Moore game yet. And it's true. You know, we've talked about the targets per game as well. Those are down from the last two seasons where he averaged eight targets per game, and now he's down averaging five.
It's so weird.
What is also frustrating is I feel like when we see him, we kind of know what's coming. Is it going to be used out of the backfield on a reverse? Is it going to be a screen pass? And you're right, Marshall. The art of throwing a screen pass is you have to have daylight in front of you. And in Ben Johnson's offense, which I greatly respect, you have downfield blocking. But if they're blowing stuff up, because the way they use DJ is so predictable now, and I do think that part of that falls on Ben Johnson, personnel cannot dictate scheme. And I think that that's something that has to be adjusted for and game plan for, because this is somebody who's a proven talent in this league. And you're paying him to be one as well.
What's crazy is DJ Moore, as of now, has 39 catches on 66 targets. Those 66 targets are projected now to be the least amount of targets he's had since his rookie season. back in 2018. I want to read you off just as a Bear, the last two seasons. Bear. 140 targets last year, and then 136 targets the year before that. He hasn't even gotten halfway there, and we've got four games left on a 17-game season.
I'll even add to that, Marshall. I'm looking at something here on Football Reference, and this year, the most targets that DJ Moore has had in the game this year, seven. He has had seven twice. He does not, to Layla's point, where there hasn't been the big DJ Moore game, does not have a 100-yard game. He had a 73-yard game at Baltimore, a 72-yard game at Cincinnati, but too many games where, I mean, heck, even the Philadelphia game where they won and we were so excited about it, and I know they ran the hell out of the ball, but he had in that game two catches for 17 yards.
No, his best game was against Pittsburgh, and it's not close to just because he had five catches on the seven targets, tying for season high targets, and that's the most catches he's had in a game, and he had the two touchdowns.
Right, that part.
Yeah.
But it's just not, but that's not even what he's known for either. What he's known for is getting the ball somewhere in the location of a flat and running.
Yeah.
And he's the best at that, and he's effective in the slot too. That's been proven with the Bears, but we know Luther Burden has primarily been dude in slot for good reason.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I don't want to mess that up either.
But DJ Moore is a better player than Luther Burden right now. Anybody disagree with that?
I think he's a more experienced player. I think when you look at DJ Moore and understand that in each of the last two seasons, he caught 70% or more of his targets compared to this year. He's only catching 59.1% of his targets. And you have to start asking, how much of that is the inaccuracy of Caleb Williams? How much of that is DJ Moore? There's a lot of different things. Is it schemed well? Like, there's a lot of different things you can lean on.
We know he's overthrown DJ. That happened in the last game, Caleb Williams. We know DJ has had some uncharacteristic drops. We also know that DJ fell down because that birthed the famous quote, "They're my feet."
He takes another high-pitched one. They're my feet.
When men jump an octave, that's how I know they're serious. That's when it's fun. But I say all of that to say, I think it's a little bit of everything. But I think if you put DJ Moore in another team, you know what he's going to do. Like, we talk about water finding its level and playing to the back of your baseball card all the time. I feel that way about DJ Moore on another team. He'd find his level and play to the back of his football card, which is vast.
And he was really good with Justin Fields, you know. I can't remember if I talked about it here on Take the North, so I apologize if I'm repeating myself. But when Justin Fields was the quarterback, and it was pretty clear that he was not going to be the quarterback the next year, and it was pretty clear that the Bears were going to have a shot at Caleb Williams, I remember distinctly talking to DJ Moore about, first of all, he was always heavily supportive of Justin Fields because he was putting up great numbers with Justin Fields. When we brought up the idea of, oh, it could be Caleb Williams, DJ's mature response was, in paraphrasing, yeah, that's great, but now we got to do this all over again. This guy's got to come in, he's got to learn, he's got to go through everything, we have to develop this guy. And I'll be damned if he wasn't right about that when it comes to Caleb Williams. All the stuff that DJ Moore told us, because a lot of us just thought it was going to be lights, camera, action with Caleb Williams. Let's be honest.
Pretty sure his general manager did.
I did too. I mean, I didn't think it was going to be lights, camera, action from the beginning. I did think it would be, things would be ahead of where they are right now with Caleb Williams. I will admit that. But there was DJ Moore telling some of us in the locker room last year on the record that, hey, man, whoever comes in here, it's going to be a whole damn process, no matter who it is. And he was right.
Well, and DJ was also coming off of his career highs that season in receiving yards and touchdowns.
Justin Fields, you're saying?
Yes.
That last year of Justin Fields.
His 2023 season, he had 1,364 yards receiving and eight touchdowns. He had three other 1,000-plus yard receiving seasons. Those were with Carolina. 2024, he had 966 yards receiving and six touchdowns. That's still respectable. But this, with Ben Johnson's offense, something isn't adding up right.
Yeah, 966 for the total last year. Again, in a 17-game season, so when we just throw around 1,000 yards, it's not even the same. So that's really adjusting is like what it used to be like to have like 800 yards, and that ain't right for somebody that you're paying that much to, that is locked in with the Bears as long as he is. Like, it's kind of a waste, to be honest.
There's not an easy out with this contract.
So. Not an easy out.
No, and he's on pace for a career low in receiving yards if it holds, because he only had 788 his rookie season and two touchdowns. I think he's still... Do we think he still probably passes it? Like, that's the issue. I don't know if I can say that in four games because we haven't seen it yet. But that's kind of the point, too, is you can't count it out because this is a new offense. So once it clicks, it may just click.
Yeah, but even if it clicks at this point in the season, understanding that he's averaging a career low 38.3 yards a game, there's, again, too many mouths to feed. Even with Roma Dunze, let's say he doesn't play this weekend. You know they're going to be running the football. I don't expect a 300-yard game out of Caleb Williams. With Colston Loveland, Cole Kmet, Luther Burden III, Olamide Zaccheaus, DeAndre Swift out of the backfield, there's just too many guys.
Well, additionally, do you think they're really going to run the ball so much against the Packers on Saturday night? Same issue with the weather. I mean, it's not going to be as bad.
Oh, no, it's not going to be anywhere near as
bad. But it's still going to be a concern.
I got the text, guys. Injury report.
Uh-oh.
Injury report.
What you got for us?
Injury report. I'm being told the following. Kyler Gordon out.
Yikes.
Travis Homer is out. Travis Homer. Roma Dunze, limited in practice today, questionable for the game this Sunday against Cleveland, so he is a 50-50 guy. The rest of these dudes have no designation, which means they are expected to play full practices for Jalen Johnson. Tyreek freaking Stevenson is good to go. Olamide Zaccheaus in the hamstring, apparently good to go. He was a full participant, and Ruben Hippolyte the second, his shoulder injury is recovered. He was a full go today, so he will play. But here comes Tyreek Stevenson just in time because, of course, Kyler Gordon is out. I know they don't play the same position, but they are in the same general vicinity.
Corner blitz.
Oh, that'd be a nice way.
Corner blitz. I knew he was playing.
I think, more importantly, Roma Dunze, just sit down somewhere, man. Sit down somewhere.
What?
He's questionable. There's no need to bring Roma Dunze back for this game.
What? It's all hands on deck. Do you know that the Bears are in a playoff hunt
here?
Yeah,
I do.
Right now,
I see he's questionable. I see he hasn't practiced in full. I think when you're questionable heading into the weekend, I'd rather err on the side of caution.
I don't know
and be ready
time.
For Green Bay.
The Bears
Let's
are
see both sides.
Guess
of
what?
This.
The Bears have not, and I like it. The Bears have not comported themselves with patience when it comes to injuries. They brought back Kyler Gordon as quickly as they could.
How'd that work out?
Well, not well, but I don't think it would have. I think that
Jalen
I trust.
Johnson.
I trust that it probably wouldn't have mattered if they waited two games unless the doctors are just dumb. So, and I don't think they're dumb. So I think that probably they were like, yeah, you're as good to go as you could possibly be. It's not going to help if you wait another 2 weeks.
But with the Roma Dunze specifically, that's my whole point. This is a different type of injury. You're going from a soft tissue injury to talking about a stress fracture. With a stress fracture, I think the extra rest helps.
Also, I know we've talked about like what Lambeau does to keep the field warm.
Yeah.
But when it's cold like that, you just have less give on every material. Things contract. And so like the cushion, even in your shoes and stuff you might have expected, everything is just harder, you know? Everything is less forgiving. So I just wonder how that plays into it as well. We're talking about an actual stress fracture.
Yeah, well, he was limited, questionable for the game, so I guess we shall see.
Yeah, I'd just hold him out. Hold out, Rome.
Okay. Corner blitz. Corner
you like a little
blitz.
Tyreek, welcome back.
Corner blitz.
Here you go.
Dennis Allen.
Well, that's what I said.
Listen
like all the stuff that the DA tried last week against Green Bay, I think he should roll back and try it again this week against Cleveland because you could probably get home.
What's more likely, two Shedeur Sanders touchdowns or two Shedeur Sanders turnovers?
Yes.
What a great question.
It is a good question. One I feel I should put money on.
Oh.
Well, well, well.
Okay.
Two Shedeur Sanders turnovers, please. I will find a dollar on the street.
You going to fan duel that, Layla? What are you going to do with that?
I got to see if it's one of the props. Okay. Or you could do the build the leg thing where everybody puts them all together. Wow. Okay, so
I don't know that thing.
J.J. Watt is also giving us some news on his brother, by the way, because that's been a topic of discussion here and on the Twitch mob chat. So thanks to everybody who was concerned about that. JJ says, this is released at 10 after noon today. Yesterday, TJ had successful surgery to stabilize and repair a partially collapsed lung that he suffered Wednesday after a dry needling treatment session at the facility.
Ugh.
I've had that done.
Dry needling?
Wait, how do you go from dry needling to a lung collapse?
Because you went too far.
You guys been hearing about this? Recovery. Layla got dry needled.
Yeah, I got it in my quad, though, so no collapse. Yeah. It was, you know what they didn't tell me about was the pain. And then I was like, hey, that was pretty painful. And they're like, yeah, we stuck a needle in your leg. And I was like, okay, did I take it like a wimp? And they were like, no. I'm like, all right.
You took it like a man.
Somebody. I took it like a someone.
Like a woman. Women are strong too, Grody.
I know.
I think, but the point is, like, I didn't have it in my lung. You got a dart in your neck. So JJ says recovery timeline is still TBD, but all went well, and he's being released from the hospital today. He and his family are very appreciative of everyone's kind words and well wishes. A dry needling treatment facility. Oh, man. So the dry needling, if you don't know, it's often done in physical therapy as a way to help just treat an injury. There are people who think that, I mean, and this is very well established. You know, you can get, I went to team rehabilitation for a knee injury, and so they put a dry needle. They did dry needling in my quad. Mm. The idea being it just, the treatment at some point, it just helps with like lactic acid, etc. I don't know what the exact science is behind it, but it's well established that it is something that is done and it can help. So I was on the healing side of my injury and it did help me, but I only had it done once and it was my quad. And they will poke a needle in you, but I'm not necessarily sure how deep it went. I just know that it was something that they did and it was very like well supervised and they talk you through it.
How did you hurt your knee?
I had a strength imbalance.
Dancing,
IT band syndrome.
What?
And I need, yeah, so I just...
strength imbalance?
Yeah, so I had IT band syndrome, and I basically just was overtraining certain ones that turned into bursitis in my right knee.
So is a training imbalance where one knee or leg is stronger than the other?
My,
is that what you mean?
It was muscle groups. So my IT band was tight, and then my quads and my glutes were not as strong as my hamstring.
Okay, interesting.
And they were like, you need to work out your quads and your glutes, quads and glutes more. And I was like, more? Are you sure? Like, I know what I look like in a mirror. And they were like, yes. So I was like, all right. And it worked. Like, it does
get this
help.
Dry needle out and take care of her.
Well, I mean, it was a series of things that they do, but that was one of the things that they do when you're a certain point in the treatment.
Okay.
So, yeah. But that wouldn't have anything to do with this. So dry needling is not like acupuncture, at least not to me. But you can look it up and look up the physical training definition of it.
Because the needle goes in fairly deeply when it's trying. Because I know acupuncture, isn't it like more surface level?
Yeah, acupuncture is like a series of needles. Yeah. This is like one.
Yeah.
So that's okay. What I can recall. So gotcha. Anybody who needed to know that.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He's a really, really good young player.
Raheem Harrison Grody.
He's can make a ton of plays, both on schedule and off schedule, has elite arm talent to throw the ball around the field. And then to your point, Kelsey, he can really get he's very elusive, extremely elusive. He can get out of the pocket to the left, to the right, vertical in the pocket. He's a hard guy to bring down, and that adds another element to their team, and in this case, their run offense.
That's Kevin Stefanski talking about Caleb Williams. This is Raheem Harrison Brody on 670 The Score. And we go out to our Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. That's where we find Anthony Lima. He is at SportsBoyTony on X. He's the morning show host at our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. He is also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Anthony, how are you?
You played me in. Can I do a pop quiz? Do you know the song? Do you know the group?
Thuggish. Ruggish Bone.
Oh, don't come out here talking right. Like that. Come on now. We are all of a certain age.
I'm just making sure. I know you guys were all about Do or Die, Crucial Conflict. Very different rap, but same genre, but different groups. They feuded back in the day, as you know.
How about you just meet me at the crossroads and we won't be lonely? Oh. How about that?
Oh, there you go.
Sadly
there
enough,
you go.
That,
I love that.
That song reminds me, guys, of Kyle Schwarber. That was his walk-up music when he once upon a time was a Cub and is no longer a Chicago Cub and is now back with the Philadelphia Phillies. But he was all thuggish, ruggish, bonish.
That cuts deep because he was on a team that, you know, we blew a 3-1 lead in the World Series.
Oh, I didn't know that happened. When did that happen?
Do you remember when Kyle?
I appreciate that.
Do you remember when Kyle Schwarber came back and we were all excited? Oh man, it was so exciting.
No, I blocked it out. Anything after the Rajay Davis home run, I blocked out in Game 7.
I blacked out after the Rajay Davis, and I was doing pre and post game. I was in the visitors press box or in the visitors.
I covered
booth.
Rajay Davis with the Pirates. That's all you really need to know.
I thought it was
Anthony,
over.
Let's start this off there. I need to get straight to the point here. Convince me the Cleveland Browns aren't tanking after what I watched at the end of that game last week.
Not tanking. Well, one, Shador Sanders, ladies and gentlemen, he has arrived, the reigning AFC offensive rookie of the week. So he performed. Look, they fell to the lowly Tennessee Titans, but hey, he injected some enthusiasm. There is an energy in the city. We were joking about how cheap the tickets were to go to the Browns games. Their season was over basically 5 weeks in when they traded Joe Flacco. Then we went through a Dylan Gabriel experience. And then basically the entire crux of the season was just wondering, not if it was going to happen in terms of Myles Garrett chasing down that sack record, but when, and hey, maybe it could be this week. So that's why they're not tanking, because Shador is coming to Soldier Field to put on a show. Deion will be in the building, and Myles Garrett might just come away with the all-time single season sack record.
Oh yeah, then how do you explain that 2-point conversion?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I knew exactly. I was laughing because that it didn't make sense, Anthony.
Okay, is it that it didn't make sense that they went for two, or the actual play where they took Shador off the field?
You know
the
which part.
The actual play where people were just running around like it was electric football or something.
That's a great comment.
Listen, the X's and O's guys meet the analytics guys. The analytics guys said you had to go for two. We saw that last night, by the way, on Thursday Night Football, a team down 14 going for two. The Browns did that. The analytics community loved it. The X's and O's football guy, they absolutely despised it. The actual play, the football guys didn't love taking the quarterback who was in rhythm off the field, but the all 22 guys, these are all different guys, by the way, maybe some gals
as
well.
Yep, you're right.
They say the play would have worked. They say it absolutely was wide open and it was good play scheme, good design.
Just because everybody's on the field in a space doesn't mean they were, like, everybody was open. I don't know what the hell was supposed to happen there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that one will go back to the drawing board for a little bit.
Okay, fair enough. Also, things that we flash back to, Anthony, as we talked to Anthony Lima, he is the morning show host at our sister station, 92.3 in Cleveland. We did also bring up the game where the Bears sacked, or the Browns, rather, sacked Justin Fields 9 times, and he had 1 net yard passing. So it wasn't all anti-Cleveland, for the record. That is a game we desperately don't want to see repeated. And one of the main questions we have is, do you think that Myles Garrett gets 3 sacks on Sunday to get the record in Chicago?
Well, so the debate in town, as much as the only minutes we did not devote to Shador Sanders over the last few days, was whether or not Myles got a little sack happy, and he did. I mean, he was lining up so far outside of where he normally lines up. It was basically the speed outside rush, and boy, it was actually a great game plan by Tennessee when they weren't chipping him. They were just running right at him with that lane that was created on his sack attempt. So it's something to see if that's curtailed a little bit, because it did become a little bit of a story locally. And when that happens, then sometimes you see an overcompensation. And they gave up just way too many yards last week on the ground to Tennessee. And, you know, we're expecting a lot of the same from Chicago. I know sub-zero conditions, but look, both these teams and these cities understand playing in cold weather. But this could be a little bit of a different animal. And I have seen Myles Garrett blow up so many great plans of attack from really good offensive coordinators. So I'm really curious to see if he comes back and tries to play a little more discipline, because last week it was pretty obvious he's trying to get the sack record and he's on a really bad team. The defense feels like they've done their part this year. And I think he kind of feels like, hey, I've played like an MVP, only I'm on a 3-win football team.
Yeah, and honestly, like I said earlier, I don't want him to get against the Bears, but I do hope that he gets the record this year. As for Shador Sanders, tell us about Shador Sanders, and do you think that he is actually the future quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? What's the discussion been, Anthony?
So I never even thought he would get to this point. Mm-hmm. Remember, they brought 4 quarterbacks to start out. They called it a quarterback competition. They had 2 veterans in Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. And then they drafted Dylan Gabriel, overdrafted him in the 3rd round. And then they took Shador, who was caught in that free fall from when Mel Kiper said he was his QB1 all the way down to the 5th round. So I thought it was going to be really hard for him to climb the ladder. But they traded Joe Flacco. Dylan Gabriel got concussed, and here we are. And I got to give him credit. I mean, the bad habits that everybody except his fan base would agree that he had, they are very vocal. They thought he had no problems. They thought it was a vast conspiracy by the left and the right wings for him to fall the way he did in the draft. But now that he's gotten the opportunity, he's been so likable. He's been all over in the community. He has given awesome press conferences. He seems to have no shortage of, you know, gravitas and confidence, almost to a delusional aspect, which I think you have to be as a rookie in that league to be able to perform. And he has been fun to watch. The vertical passing game, his accuracy has been there. Yeah, he's taken some horrific sacks. He has made some boneheaded plays. He had an interception last week that was really one of the reasons they ended up getting down 2 scores in that game, even allowing them to have the chance to come back and have him put up those amazing numbers. He accounted for 4 touchdowns. So he has been fun to watch. I do think it's a big step up in competition. The last 3 games, for him, it was a terrible Raiders team. It was all the defensive backups for the 49ers, and it was a terrible Tennessee team. Chicago, even though defensively by the numbers, you guys may not be great, but you do turn the ball over, or you get quarterbacks, you turn them over. So they're playing three teams coming up in, you know, Chicago this week, Buffalo next week, Pittsburgh, all have something to play for. Ooh. And so it's going to be fun to see if Shador can match that.
Anthony Lima, the morning show host at our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, joining us here on Raheemy Harrison Grody as we get ready for the Bears and the Browns on Sunday. So tell me in your mind, Anthony, and I'm really curious as to just how much buzz there is about Shador compared to the start maybe of the season, but how does the blueprint look like for a Browns win on Sunday?
Well, we've said all year it's going to be running game and defense. The problem is they can't run the ball anymore. They have a very talented rookie running back that won the national championship at Ohio State. And that, of course, is Quinshon Judkins. But his yards per carry down to like 3.7, and it's not his fault. He's literally being hit and contacted 1 to 2 to 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It's been happening all year. And Chicago fans are going to love hearing this. Basically, the five offensive linemen the Browns started the season with, they might be 0-for-5 in this game. All five might be out. It's Joel Bitonio might be a game-time decision. So they have had trouble blocking the run and really – you know, Shador has actually done a nice job staying elusive in the pocket. So it might just be in a game like this where I expect it to be really low scoring. It's going to have to be defense for sure. Myles Garrett is a game wrecker. I've seen him just steal games on his own. You guys referenced the insane game against Justin Fields, you know, what, 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, Shador's going to have to make some plays, and it'd be nice to get that running game going again. And it might be one of those where the Browns use the pass to set up the run, which you've got a veteran defensive coordinator. It's been interesting to see how these different DCs have schemed against Shador, because some teams have rushed four. San Francisco did that and dropped seven into coverage. Last week, it was a little bit of a mix. It changed when Tennessee got two scores up. So I'm curious to see if you guys are going to be bringing the blitz, because when you do bring the blitz, he has hit some hot routes out there. He's also made some really bad mistakes.
We're talking to Anthony Lima, the morning show host with Ken Carmen at 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. And I'm glad you brought up the passing game, setting up the run game, because tight ends, especially in this Bears defense, I feel like between the 20s, they give up some yards. And we've seen that. And with Harold Fannin Jr., 122 yards ahead of the next leading receiver in Jerry Jeudy on this team, I would expect him to get some yards in this game. You know, how pivotal has he been just to keep that offensive rhythm going for this Browns team?
Fannin has been a total bulldozer once he catches the ball. He didn't test great at the combine. I did some of his games on ESPN for Bowling Green, and I saw a lot of the same stuff I'm seeing now, only it was at a different level. And the question is, can a guy like that take that next step? And he has been sensational as a tight end. They line him up all over the field. They've even put him in the backfield before. They've lined him up at quarterback. He has been so much fun to watch. This rookie class as a whole is the best rookie class they've drafted by far in like six regimes. So they are on it. They got a linebacker. You guys would appreciate, because you understand linebacking play at a very high level. In his rookie year, Carson Schwessinger not only hits hard, he has the instincts. He's just been terrific. And that guy was a walk-on at UCLA and ends up becoming a second rounder. He could legitimately be all pro. I have heard some buzz there. It's not a bad defense, so he may not get that, but he's definitely going to be defensive rookie of the year. I've seen he is the odds-on favorite. So it's been fun to watch these rookies get after Mason Graham. And this is hard for me to say. I'm an Ohio State grad. Mason Graham from Michigan. Remember, they traded down with Jacksonville for their, you know, do it all wide receiver corner, Travis Hunter. He's had a miserable year. Browns picked up an extra first round pick, and they got Mason Graham, who has been terrific on that defensive line with Myles Garrett.
It's interesting you bring up Schwessinger, because, and I don't know if this is a name, a comp that has been bantied about, and maybe that's where Ben Johnson got it, but Ben Johnson, without us really prompting him, comped him to Luke Kuechly. Does that sound right to you, Anthony?
Yeah, it does. And I mentioned great linebackers. He's not you know, exactly the same as, you know, some of the greats that you've had, but he has been awesome to watch. I mean, he lays the wood on some of these hits. And then I've just seen him sniff out great play calls from Kyle Shanahan. He had a play where he was on the ground, one arm took Christian McCaffrey down. There's just been a lot of that this year. So hopefully, obviously, as a Browns fan, I'm hoping he makes those tackles closer to the line of scrimmage, because he's also had games where he's had double digit tackles. They're just further down the field, you know, when their defense gets fooled a little bit. Jim Schwartz, their defensive coordinator, is very aggressive, almost to a fault. But that's something Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, I imagine, are going to be ready for. They are going to come. They come with safety blitzes, delayed blitzes from the corners. They'll come at every angle. And a lot of it is because they know Myles Garrett can wreck a play at any point and have your quarterback looking in the wrong direction.
No, I feel like the Bears practice against that a bit with Dennis Allen as well. This has been a lot of fun, Anthony. Thanks for catching up with us today.
I appreciate the bone shout out. Good luck to you guys. Could have done without the Kyle Schwarber, but, you know, all good.
Go
all
Guardians.
Good. We'll do it again.
Go Guardians.
Well, it's not
Thanks,
like the
Anthony.
Cubs have him anymore either. That's Anthony Lima.
That's true.
Sports Boy Tony on X. He is the morning show host at our sister station, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know the music. Let's do the show math. Show math real quick. Music. Grody's here. It's a Friday and it's 1:47. on the score. Do you know what that means? Prediction time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Ben Johnson said it was bear weather. I feel like he got his wings.
Bears.
Bears. He hasn't gotten bears yet, but I don't know. I feel like that's a monumental occasion or something.
To get his bears?
No, to declare bear weather as a coach.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
Like, George is proud of him. He declared it bear weather.
He pandered properly to the family.
That he did. And you know what? He did the same thing when he said what he said about Matt LaFleur. And then LaFleur was like, I don't even know him. And he's like, watch this game.
Well, you can't be mocking LaFleur right now. They did beat the Bears.
No, yeah. I can't even say cram up your cram hole, LaFleur. It doesn't even apply. Oh, well. Anyway, it is time for predictions. Bears, Browns, who you got? Marshall Harris, I'm starting with you.
Go ahead, Harry.
Should I be concerned that as I scroll to see what Sean Sears is talking about?
Oh.
That's how I measure things.
Searsy.
That not a single person from the Sears staff on the catalog. Official 670 The Score website picked the Cleveland Browns. Should I be concerned about that?
What's Sean Sears' record now?
He is 13-0.
Okay, then.
Okay. So I will tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the Bears by the final score.
Dig, dig.
Dig, dig.
By the final score of 24 to 13.
Okay. 24 to 13.
Mm-hmm. Right. So Robbie's not writing things down anymore.
It's ridiculous.
Mark has resorted to writing things down.
These legal pads, I'm going through these one a day because I don't have Robbie here.
Mark.
Yeah. On his Dave the Cat notepad, which Dave is just like, oh, a place for me to sit and prevent you from working.
I expect the Bears to have three drives of 8 minutes or more, and that's the only reason the score is that low.
Can you bet on that? That seems like something that should be bettable.
But I'm just telling you, I expect them to have three different drives of 8 minutes or more.
I feel like that's some, like, guarantee. You know how pizza used to be, like, delivery in 30 minutes or less?
Oh, yeah.
Free.
Love that.
Those were the days.
Then they got sued or something, right?
Well, people were crashing out because they didn't want to give out the free pizza.
By the way, Domino's has upped their game. I don't know if you guys realize
that. You've been
eating
Domino's?
Like, once, like, last month. And they do have a whole new ownership and advertising, and it's better. Just okay. FYI. Anyway,
there's one down Domino's. The street in River North, and it's great.
Is it?
People always leave there in a good mood, and it smells like pizza.
Yeah, I'm not above ordering
a
Domino's.
I'm glad it smells like pizza, first of all.
That's always a plus for me.
You want me to go, Layla, or you want to go?
No, I think you should go.
Okay. I did it on the pod on TTN. I Take the North yesterday. I picked the Chicago Bears to win this game. Very simple. The math is very easy. 21-14, the Chicago Bears will win this game. No field goals. Just easy. It's like a 1980s game,
Grody,
basically.
Stop,
that's a little close.
Stop copying my coffee order and stop copying my brain.
We are together on this one? 21-14?
Yep. Bears 21-14. Good
like
old-fashioned football score.
It is a good old-fashioned football score.
Close for comfort.
I'm a basic girl.
For both
and
of
I love
you.
A basic football score.
Bro, it's going to be cold.
I'm not complicated.
It's a 1980s game happening at Soldier Field.
Is that a late touchdown
Field.
To make it 21-14?
QB Eagles
that's my
might
question.
Even show
it's
up
it's a late touchdown
mobile.
For Cleveland.
That's what I'm making
okay,
sure.
Okay, no, I thought about that.
You see
that.
How I was thinking about
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. It's a late touchdown.
Like
a 14-14 and then the
it's
Bears
it's not even
scored.
That close, and the Bears are going to be able. They will. If the Bears can't run against Cleveland, I'll be shocked this week.
No, I don't know. It might be tied. Shador might be like, boop, Jerry Jeudy, grip it, rip it, go, or something. You know, there might be a little explosive play
maybe
for a touchdown.
I could see it, but I could also very well see the Bears picking off Shador a couple of times in this game.
Yeah, two touchdowns, two picks.
Nashawn okay. Wright.
Yeah,
every time I talk to Nashawn Wright, good things happen. He got Defensive Player of the Month the last time I talked to him.
And he was on the show today, and Layla
Let's
put
go.
The good vibes through him, and you can go back and listen to that interview if you'd like on the Odyssey app right now. It was great. What was it, 11:20? Is that what the time we talked to Nashawn?
11:25.
That was a hell of a promo, Mark Grody.
Right there, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Guys?
All right, I'm
Grand
going.
Grand leader, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. I'm going to go 24-10. Bears take the victory. Bears. If they block Myles Garrett, they will win the game. And also, I don't believe in Shedeur Sanders at all.
Whoa.
Really?
Whoa! That's quite the declaration. And you know what? As an Oklahoma State guy, I understand you probably watched quite a bit of tape being Big 12 and all. But what is your reasoning?
Yeah, give us a bullet point.
I just think that he's too skittish in the pocket. Anytime he's standing in the pocket and he tries to move around, he's going to take a sack. back more times than not. Like 9 times out of 10, if you see him try to skate the pocket, he's going to take a sack, or he's going to throw an air ball into the stands or to a defender.
Great. So how many sacks?
How many sacks do you think the Bears will have?
Yeah.
I think the Bears can finish with 4 or 5 sacks on Sunday.
Whoa!
I know it's very bold, but I believe in them.
Big 12 Grant has entered the chat.
General Grant.
What up, Ray?
All right, I also have written down a tight score, but that's because of my respect for, you know, Myles Garrett. So, going 24-13, but a Bears win.
That's what I said.
This, we're 2 weeks in a row.
We're lined up, huh?
That's right.
All right, through 4 games, Shador Sanders has had 8 sacks total and 3 interceptions. 5 touchdowns. So you think that his sack total increases by 50%?
Yes.
I like it, Grant.
I want the confidence. I'll put it in the air. Put the positive vibes out there for the Bears fans.
Manifest.
I'm manifesting it, yes. I want to know.
Our Lima guy did say that he's taken some bad sacks this year.
You mean Lima?
Lima.
I know you want to say.
Our Lima guy. Wait, was it Lima or Lima?
Lima.
It's Lima.
Lima. Like a lima bean. Like a delicious lima bean. I love lima beans so good.
You do?
I do.
Who likes lima beans?
This is a hot take.
Lima beans on their plate.
I think they're really good. Just like a little bit of butter, a little bit of salt. So good. What's wrong with lima beans?
Did you fall for the whole parental, they're good for you? And
well,
you were like, yes.
Coincidentally, my mom loves lima beans, so they were around the house when I was growing up and just delish to me.
There is a Persian dish that requires like lima beans and it's sabzi herbs, like fresh herbs, dill, and I forget what the other one is.
Nice.
And it's a rice, and it's really good, and they serve it with fish.
I think Marshall's mad at me for liking lima beans, and I feel...
I'm just shocked and appalled.
Why? I didn't realize that would be a hot take. Lima beans are
so random.
It's like saying you like liver. Like, it's just not common.
Okay.
No one else raised their hands when I said, who likes lima beans?
You guys like lima
saying,
beans?
I love ambrosia.
Nope. Nope. I got to say, I'm lima bean averse. I don't think I've had it in a long time, so I can't really weigh in.
Well, there's
honestly
a reason you haven't had them in a long time, Ray.
Sorry,
Gary, like
you're probably the only one.
It might be because I don't like them, but it's been so long that I don't even remember. It's not even a memory of like.
Brody says you can come over and he'll remind you why you don't like them.
I mean, they're good. I just am more of like a butter beans girl than a lima beans girl. Except
butter
in
beans.
The, yeah, you know. Like
butter beans are better than lima beans,
yeah,
yes.
They are.
You guys remember Butterbean the boxer?
Yes!
He was a large bean. He was a very large bean.
A real-life King Hippo, if you get the reference.
He was a house! He was a complex!
Ah, mid-rise.
Wait, does Wayne Larrabee have a prediction for the game?
Packers touchdown!
Wait, but what about this game?
Oh, man.
Andrew Billings is going to have a pick six, and he's going to put a crack in the middle of Soldier Field.
Let me tell you something. If Andrew Billings has a pick six, I'm going to come in here wilding.
Rumbling. It would be amazing if he was to have a pick six.
I swear
I
saw
the
Bears,
house down.
The Bears post a picture of Andrew Billings catching a ball out of the jugs gun. Did you see that?
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
Who knows what old Ben... This would be a good week for a trick play, too, man.
Do you remember Ben Johnson was like... It was the where Benedette and Trapillo were both in the game, and he said it was supposed to be a big man touchdown.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And he goes, I was going to say fat man touchdown. I'm like, well, you just did, coach.
You're fat as hell!
We also need to be on the lookout for the Twitter account for the Wiener Circle, our friends at the Wiener Circle, because last week they tweeted out that if an offensive lineman or a defensive lineman scores on a trick play, they'll have another hot dog giveaway. So maybe they'll do it again.
That's
got to
be in a win, right?
If in a win?
Like, they wouldn't give it away if they lost the game and had a trick play for a touchdown.
I don't know if
give
that was
away.
A qualifier on that.
Hey, guys, the mystery has been solved as to who's hosting next.
To whom?
We will hear from Lawrence Holmes and Carmen Vitale.
Oh!
Is Lawrence out there?
Carmen V in the hizzy?
Carmen, is Lawrence
Look at you.
Here?
Is Lawrence here?
Yeah, just blink, nod yes or no.
Is Lawrence here?
Come on in,
Carmen
V.
Says yes.
We're not formal around here. It's all good. It's
Carmen,
not like we're doing
Carmen
a marquee podcast,
in.
You know.
We won't ask Carmen her prediction because I'm pretty sure you guys do that on your show. But we have Carmen and Lawrence next.
Give me a high
on
five,
a Four
Vitale.
Seasons Heating, yeah. Air Conditioning, and Plumbing Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
Been outside. Love it, man. It's bear weather.
Oh, Ben got his first bear weather. I don't know why I thought it was a thing. I made it a whole thing. I still think it was breaking news. I don't care. Thanks to everybody.
Aren't they playing Cleveland?
You but it's bare
cool?
weather.
The weather's the same.
Some would argue it's worse in Cleveland.
Correct.
Some.
That's where the real lake effect snow happens.
That's it, man. It. We're on the correct side of the lake here.
It's
Chicago, as Grady Jarrett
would say. Does it get as cold in Cleveland?
I don't know.
I feel like it definitely snows more in Cleveland. I can tell you that off the rip.
But usually then that means it's warmer because to snow, like the really nice flakes and stuff, it's got to be in like the upper 20s.
I haven't heard anyone say they're going on vacation in Cleveland.
You like it? You think Cleveland's cool? I mean, I never heard anybody say I'm going to Cleveland on vacation.
Don't you love the joke? Keem Noah just hangs out with the Bulls now. Yeah. I love this.
Maybe you should hang. Never mind.
Maybe you should play.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, no. You know what, Joakim? Open up your mouth a little more often and talk about some stuff and feel free to give your opinions on other things. These are the voices of Carmen Vitale and Lawrence Holmes. Thanks to everybody who joined us for this show. Thanks to our guests, Anthony Lima, Adam Hoag, Kevin Fishbane. Happy to have them on. Thanks to Nashawn Wright, who spent time with us before practice. That was a great interview.
That was pretty awesome.
Love talking to him, as I think everybody tends to do. Thanks to Grant Leader, Ray Diaz on the ones and twos and EPing as well. Thanks to Brandon Fryer. And thanks, of course, to Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. And also Mark Grody and Marshall Harris for, you know, a lovely week.
You know
Thank
what?
You.
It's been great.
You're welcome.
It has been great.
It's just like the voice of God, Grody. Right
yes,
now.
I am a detached voice.
Speaking, he's like Oz.
Speaking of all that cold.
I was about to call him that.
Did you,
we Carmen, hang out too much.
Did you hear Grady Jarrett? I know I played it for you, Lawrence, yesterday. Did you hear Grady Jarrett yesterday talking about the cold? Because I know, Carmy V, you are a lifelong Chicagoan. Did you hear him talking about
it? No, I didn't.
Let's see if we could get that piece of sound up if we can.
Chicago,
hear
man. It's cold here every day, man. You know what I'm saying? So
it's going to be colder than usual, though.
So what are we supposed to do? I don't got a magic answer for you. We go out here and practice, and we're going to be ready for Sunday. We know it's going to be cold. We got to go out there and play the game.
You've adapted quickly, haven't you?
I ain't got a choice. I ain't got a choice, man.
That's a no.
I'm really trying.
I mean, that's a man, though, that's been around the block, right? He's just like, what do you want me to do about it?
I hate that that's his Chicago experience, though.
No, I don't hate it, because I like a realistic and pragmatic experience and approach to said experience, and I bring it forward to Carmy, who just, what, last week was telling me, I love it. I love the cold. Like, bring me all of it.
I mean, so work and school and everything has taken me to, like, the hottest parts of the country, right? I went to Arizona State for undergrad. I moved to Los Angeles right after that, moved to Tampa after that, moved back to LA. Like, I've lived in all of, like, the hot places. And what I've learned of, like, people that have grown up in those environments, and I don't think this is true of you, Layla, but there's an inherent, like, willing to deal with BS from people that grow up in the North, because they're just like, we, from a very early age, you learn, like, there's stuff that's out of your control that you're going to have to deal with and prepare for regardless. And I mean, a part of that was probably me going to Arizona State, but, like, I didn't feel people understood that. Like, it builds character.
It was you going to Arizona State. Not, but you also lived in Florida, Florida is a different...
Florida's another animal.
That's another planet. I will say this. I have very much taken on the Midwest FOMO of, if it's nice outside, get outside. Yes. You are going to be mad at yourself if you're not outside. You will feel like you have wasted the day. Like, I didn't understand all of that until I realized how few of them you get relative to the other days of the year. And I was like, oh my God.
I've gone for walks the last two nights.
That's it. I'm like, I have to be outside or else I'm disappointing everyone.
My Southerner fiance is like, he's totally converted at this point, because he's just like, what's the temperature outside? Oh, it's only 30? All right. I don't need a jacket. Like,
I'm in the same boat as that. I think you brought us all of this, by the way, because I just was reading that they're expecting as much, if not more, snow than in 1978, I believe.
Yeah, which is my fault.
The most snow on record.
This is my fault for moving back.
I think you manifested it, is what I'm saying.
We've gotten more snow in the last 2 weeks than we had all last year.
I was going to say,
I'm aware of that, yes.
I will tell people, everybody's like, especially in Texas, they're like, what's it like living in Chicago? Ugh. And I'm like, it's not that bad. I was like, the winters have been pretty decent. I've somehow managed to be out of town on the major snowfalls over the last 10 years. I missed the 20-inch snowfalls. I don't know how. What luckiness I had, but it's all gone. It's all gone.
It's because Dave and I moved to Chicago.
No,
as soon as we moved, I was like, Dave, I know that the winters haven't been that bad, because that's what everybody told him too. And I'm like, I'm sorry, hilarious. Honey, that's not going to happen. It's going to be the worst winter Chicago's experienced in a very long time. Mark my words.
I'm sure Robert was like, Dave, it's not that bad. I promise you, you're going to have a great time when you get here. And then. Yeah. Well,
And Phil was right. Was that Phil Thompson in the background saying it was going to be colder than normal? Phil asked great questions in these press conferences, but Phil was correct. Like, we didn't get a fall. So Grady right. Jarrett did not experience, like, we normally don't have this at this time, Marshall.
Did we have a fall? I feel like we had a
there
couple
was,
weeks.
There was, it was a pretty there was week. One week of fall.
Yeah. And the problem was winter this year went into, if you recall, July. Like, we had a cold June. I was in a whole ass, like, puffer in Memorial Day weekend. I was in a puffer right. on Memorial Day.
That's what I'm worried about when it comes to, again, my fiance grew up in New Orleans and actually born in Florida, so never experienced any of this. But like, jeez. Not like right now with the holidays, it's all nice. You know, you get the snow, it's pretty, it's right. whatever. By the time you get to like February and March and it's not warm yet, I don't know what he's going to do. He's going to like, we're going to have to like, I have like happy lamps in the house.
Oh, good.
So like, that's important.
Just, yeah.
Might just have to get on a plane.
Well, yes.
I mean, that's part of the reason that I am often gone yes. in the winter is because you need sunlight.
I got him on a vitamin D regimen.
We had some earlier today.
I take it now yeah. because of yeah. this. Like I didn't minutes. Have a deficiency yeah, until I moved though. Here. But I don't know about you guys, but when I was wearing a jacket in June, I was like, this is stupid. Like putting this jacket on there, just like harumped outside.
Hey, the yeah. summer got kind of nasty too, and I know we're not supposed to complain about the summer, those of us who are natives, but not too many 90 degree days there towards
listen,
the end.
And this bring is where my whole thing comes from, where I enjoy the cold. I would take the cold over any sort of heat any day of the week.
I think I'm with you, Carmi V. I've gotten to that point.
I've experienced dry heat in Arizona. I've experienced hot and humid in Tampa. There's only so much you can take off, guys.
That's true.
That is the.
But
that is
the cold it. Doesn't, or the heat doesn't prevent you from driving like snow does.
The heat can prevent you from driving.
It can melt your.
I'm not driving F1 in Vegas here. It's not like I'm picking up a manhole cover.
114 in direct sunlight on I-10. Is not fun.
It's not.
I don't think people are supposed to live there. But in Texas, when it's 110, you drive.
The Colorado River drying up would tell you that is exactly the point. No one, not that many people are supposed to live
now
there,
think
for
about
sure.
The privatization of said river. And
yeah, that's too. Dicey. You'd be surprised at which country is buying up the water a lot.
I would not
and
be surprised.
And I will leave it at that.
I just like being cozy. Cozy is my favorite. So you can't be cozy when it's 110 degrees out.
All right, so let's go around the room. Grody, I'm going to start with you.
Yeah.
Perfect conditions or perfect city. Like, let's go. What do you need to be your optimal self?
Yeah, I think it is. I'll make it really simple. Jacket weather. Just a light jacket. Like, you need
from
to put
Miss
on.
Congeniality. So like what's your ideal date?
And the ideal date?
Grody's up there like, I think April 28th. All you need is a light jacket.
That's it.
That's
a light,
hilarious.
Like, if I need to put on a light jacket, that's a perfect day for me in Chicago. So fall, I suppose, or spring, I suppose would be my favorite.
I've moved to fall. I used to always talk about how, like, I wanted to show Chicago off in the spring. But I'm with you, Grody.
I want to show Chicago off in fall.
In fall. I want to show the city off, like, yes. early
yeah.
fall.
The crispness
summer,
like, of the leaves changing
there
and like
it
you're
is.
Crunching on the sidewalk
yeah.
and it's all those like those really crisp like 55 degree nights where it just like and the air smells like bonfires and it's just
here's the thing there's the only and I do call it jacket like there's like what 20 jacket weather days a year in Chicago. It's a very small season. No, seriously,
like
it's a very limited season.
I see
really
your light jacket and raise you a hoodie. If it's hoodie season, I'm good.
Hoodie yeah. and short season.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what
Hoodie
shorts.
Yeah.
Okay, so weather draft, light them up.
Yeah,
so
your turn.
Carmen, you're fall?
I'm fall.
What temp, like Lauren suggested?
50.
50?
I like 50.
See, so Leisure and I have talked about this a lot because he's a runner, and when I used to run, he'll run because he's New Orleans. He went to Tulane, so he would run outside, and he doesn't care how hot it is.
I don't know how you do that.
I want 45 and sunny if I'm going to run.
Okay.
But in life,
yeah,
60 and sunny is about where I can live at.
No problem with that.
I want to be in this outfit that I'm currently in, which is just a jumpsuit and a little like vest, and like just walk outside. Like this is what I want to have to wear outside, and then that's it.
So perfect for like this time of year in Arizona.
right?
Yes. So that is the one thing about Arizona that I feel like does not get enough credit. The winters in Arizona are phenomenal.
Spectacular.
They are, like, talk about a crisp night. All those nights are, like,
70 degrees during the day, 55 at night.
Yeah, 55
nice.
At
Sleeping
night.
Weather.
Especially you get out, like, in the desert and, like, the stars and, like, it's just, like, the air is so, like, crisp and cool. It's, yeah. But the summers are.
All right, Texas, what you got?
Yeah. 85.
No!
85 is perfect. 85.
And humid.
Guys, I make a lot of references to how I absorb weather like a lizard. So, like, in this weather, I just sit at home like this, completely, completely still. I'm like the lizard falling out of the tree in Florida. I'm an iguana, okay? And so, consequently, 85 is
what
I
feel.
Keep,
what do you keep your house at?
I don't do the crazy. I keep my house at 68 because okay.
Okay.
I can't do that. And here it's, I need to.
Here you're warmer. But
yeah,
at home,
I have to be. Also, I just wear jackets and shirts, which is what this Flag and Anthem jacket is functioning as.
Shout out to Flag and Anthem.
It's very cozy. But yeah, for me, it's 85 because just like me being a lizard falling out of a tree at 45 degrees or lower, which is also me, I just sit there still because I don't like moving. I like to be a lizard on a rock, just like sticking my chin up in the air, sunning myself with that nice little baking filling. So that happens at 85.
All right, Bama, what we doing here?
Well, I already told you hoodie season, but as far as temperature goes, like, give me the range, I guess, of anywhere between 50 and 65, and I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool. Like, here's my thing. I walk everywhere, so if I can take a 2-mile walk and I'm trying to get somewhere in a hurry and I'm not sweating, I'm good.
Yes.
I think you nailed it. That's why I'm saying, like, showing Chicago off in the fall. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a perfect, like, oh, well, let's jump on the Brown Line. Let's go walk around. Let's
do all of
that.
Not to mention, like, this is such a good sports city, arguably the best sports city. And, like, what is the best season for sports? It's fall, in my opinion.
When everything kind of cross-pollinates.
Yes, everything, yes, exactly. Like, you just, April and October, or just, like, I just think October especially, because you've got everything at that point. Like, the NBA is starting to gear up. The NHL is starting to gear up. You're full on in NFL, college football, maybe October baseball.
Cubs and Sox have been eliminated.
Well, no, like, I mean, that was a pretty easy transition for the score this year. Cubs playoff baseball went right into Calebmania.
It was also during the bye week.
Yes.
That was
an early bye week, too. Yeah.
It was a ridiculously early bye week. I hate the week 5 bye week.
That
I think it's stupid.
Do you guys think that the Bears will do us the honor of Bears delaying us just having that weird season where we're just talking about the Bulls and the Blackhawks?
Grody, it's funny that you mentioned that because I said to Speaks yesterday, I was like, I have already not booked a postseason trip. Okay?
Oh,
I haven't done that
I
yet.
I love that. Okay.
Ordinarily, I have booked something. And so I was looking today and I was like, well, wait a minute. If I wanted to do something over the King holiday, that could theoretically be the Bears' first or second playoff game and Cubs convention.
Oh, yeah.
Cubs convention.
Exactly.
I have a surprise.
Come on.
So, I mean, like, we might, if the Bears are good, we might get ourselves to, you know, pitchers and catchers without it being a real stretch. And Marshall have thoughts on the Bulls winning 45 games because they're going to make a run.
Got to be healthy to make a run. They haven't been healthy yet.
And good.
When in doubt, we can be like, hey, let's check in on New Orleans.
All I know is I saw a video of Derrick Queen yesterday beating a team 1-on-5, taking the rebound and going all the way to the basket and being like, oh.
Are 30-point triple-doubles good for rookies?
I think they are, Marshall.
This is not a topic for now. But
where's the Bulls rookie yet?
Bulls.
Oh, God. Okay, so this isn't a topic for now.
You know
but
how I
like,
feel about that. I know.
What happens to this regime right before the draft where they just buck consensus and even go back on people they liked? Because this, you know, Derrick Queen is not the first time that's happened. Like, Patrick Williams ended up being like a very late decision where they decided to make that happen.
Zigging rather zag.
I think that if we're talking like of a big picture NBA and draft profile stuff, I still think there are a lot of people that will live in the space of potential versus production. Mm. And that you look at the production of a college player and you're like, well, he's in college. That means he's not good. He's not playing international ball. And that does seem to be a bias that this particular front office has. They would rather see you play international ball and have some skills that they can identify instead of, you know who's good, who people said was good from the moment he walked on campus at Maryland. Derek Queen's really good.
But as we understand, they liked him too. Like, they were pretty positive about him as well.
Not positive enough, hey, because there shouldn't have been anything that made you take that guy over that guy.
Lawrence, once football season's over, we are going to run back that Mullion Hall interview with Mark Eversley talking about how he discovered Noah Essay, when he knew Noah Essay was going to be the guy.
Oh, you mean when he had enough energy like that of a teenager to function?
And what were the text messages I was giving you guys from Summer League?
Yeah.
Light in the ass.
Getting
knocked over all the time.
So basically the physical opposite of Bruce Bowen.
Correct.
I might have dropped the ball last night, guys. I didn't think I did, but I was at a restaurant last night in the West Loop, and the table that we were sitting at right behind me was Arturis Karnišovas.
He didn't even speak to the man.
And
should have said, what's up? He's nice guy.
I know he is. And if I felt like I had the appropriate angle on him, I probably would have. But I told my buddy, I go, don't turn around. I said, but Arturis Karnišovas is sitting one table away. He's about to get up. He gets up, walks out, kind of walks by our table. I just didn't feel the opening, so I didn't. But the most hilarious part about it is my buddy goes, dude, why didn't you say something to? Why didn't you ask him about Attentacumpo and getting him here?
No, that's not what you're doing.
Exactly.
You're not doing that. But you can be like, hey, remember that time that we talked?
Yeah.
Like that's something that you could do.
You don't
feel bad, but you didn't drop the ball. You could have said hello. It's totally fine.
I could have. I didn't feel the moment. You know what I'm saying?
So I get it, Grody. Yeah, I get it. I'm very hesitant to ever go up to anybody because I don't want to be interrupted. So why would you want to be interrupted?
Just let the guy enjoy his night and walk out of there. And he is a very nice guy.
I love all of our people that are checking in from different locations, because obviously you can listen on the Odyssey app or watch us on YouTube or Twitch from anywhere. 68 in Gilbert right now. That's great. I love this text. Lawrence, you are speaking Denver's language. Denver. Denver's got pretty damn perfect weather.
But occasionally they have like the
crazy severe stuff.
Yeah, they have the stretch of over 100 degrees in July where it is sweltering. Yes.
We were in Denver this summer when we were moving back from LA. We drove across the country, and Dave's brother lives in Denver. So we stopped there, and it was during their heat wave. And like, they don't have the infrastructure to deal with, like, every restaurant we went to like didn't have air conditioning, or at least air conditioning that could contend with like 98 degrees,
and they didn't have the mittens on the handles.
Food poisoning waiting to happen. It's weird how magnified because of the elevation that heat becomes.
The you can get sunburned so much faster because of how much higher up you are. Like, you don't realize any of that until like you're out in it. And that was my first time being in Denver when it was that hot. But I do appreciate that even when it snows, it's still sunny usually.
Well, so that's how that came up this week, Carmen.
300 days of sun.
We were talking about Green Bay and their game in Denver, and we were like, "Yeah, I wonder what the weather's going to be." 55.
Yeah,
sunny.
But then, it does have like weird, severe swings that will upset you. Like, it's the heat wave or it's the snow in April.
Oh yeah, and a lot of it.
Yeah, and especially if you're at elevation. Like, I have friends that live at, I think their house is at 9,000 feet.
Good lord!
And in outside of Denver, and they got snow. I want to say September was their first snow. So of this season. So like, they were, but like, again, they're at 9,000 feet of elevation. Like, they're even higher than Denver.
I mean, the weather pattern this year has been bizarre. Like, the Route 51 in AZ, everything's green right now, which is weird.
That is weird.
Which is real, because they've gotten so much rain. It's been a nightmare. But anyway, we're keeping you guys. You guys have stuff to do.
You guys have stuff
fun
to do.
Weekends ahead of yourselves. Here's what we've got planned. As people have heard, Carmen Vitale is in for Spiegs. Spiegs has got the day off. He is enjoying himself. Here's what we have planned. Dan Wiederer is going to join us at 3 o'clock. Olin Krutz is going to join us at 4. And I was like, I couldn't figure out. I should have asked you pre-show, like, if you've ever done a meeting with Olin, or you've ever done a show with Olin.
So I have been at O-Line Masterminds.
Perfect.
With Olin. I don't know that he'll remember me, but
we can talk about it.
I was in like the seminar, like when, you know, he got up and spoke a couple of times, and I was there listening.
Great. Ask him about it. And I figured out last night, I was like, oh, the Bobby Slater connection.
Yes, right? That's right. He's close with Bobby. That's my dude.
All right. So we've got that on the show.
Bucks trainer.
Carmen and I are very simpatico on something very particular. It is going to make some people angry.
A decades-long fight.
But I think most of the people are going to be on our side.
I think so, too.
But there's something that is being said around college football where you're like, really? Really? So we're going to discuss that. But when we come back, Carmen brought this up, so we are going to discuss it. No one is safe in the NFC. And that means you, Bears, will explain next here on The Score.
Great show.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.